Colin Tyrus from V-Line has called in to tell us the bus involved in this incident is definitely not a V-Line replacement bus. This is the bus crash of the Montague Street Bridge. We've got a tip on that minutes after it's happened. Andrew Connell, the fire brigade's incident controller at the scene, has just started a briefing.
Bus which has driven into the rail bridge on Montague Street. It seems to have driven in at a considerable speed and resulting in extensive damage to the bus.
And injuries?
There was 15 people who were taken from the vehicle. Most of those have got only minor injuries. Four of those were fairly extensively trapped, but thanks to the really good work of the MFB rescue crews and the Ambulance Victoria paramedics, they've managed to extricate all those people in less than 1 hour.
How did the people, including the driver at the front of the bus, manage to avoid injuries?
I think it's a bit of good fortune, but also the height of the rail bridge has been just above their head height, which has significantly contributed to a good outcome.
It's actually torn off the whole front of the bus here. Can you describe what it looks like?
It would have been absolutely terrifying for the passengers inside the bus when the roof was being destroyed. Luckily, hopefully, they all ducked their heads and closed their eyes to keep themselves out of trouble, and I think that's actually helped keep them remarkably uninjured.
What are some of the worst injuries that passengers have?
Mainly cuts and abrasions and some bruising, nothing more than that, although they're being transported to hospital and there might be some further injuries as a result of medical investigation.
Describe the rescue effort for us. What did the crews do when they got here?
As you can see, it's a fairly small area. They have so many people trapped inside, so it required some fairly good sectorisation by our crew. So they worked in defined areas and focused on different individuals one at a time to actually get them out. They had to firstly push the roof back up out of the way and then remove the seats in front of there with some special tools, clear the area so they could actually then, the patients were remarkably uninjured below the waist, and most of them could actually then rescue themselves.
And what was their reaction when some of the ones that were trapped for the longest amount of time, when they actually got out?
Look, when I was responding to this particular call, it sounded really nasty, and I'm very grateful that when we arrived we only found as much damage as we did to the vehicle and no one with any significant injuries. They were really glad to see the ambulance paramedics and the fire brigade turn up, and to get them out of that particular vehicle in under an hour is a really remarkable achievement.